Neil Armstrong. On July 20, 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first man to walk on the moon. Millions of television viewers watched the Apollo 11 touchdown and heard Armstrong deliver his famous line, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Neil Armstrong became passionate about flying in elementary school after taking a flight with his father in his home state of Ohio. Armstrong took flying lessons in high school and received his flight certificate before his driver's license. After studying aerospace engineering at Purdue University, Armstrong joined the Navy and became a fighter pilot. During the 1950s, Armstrong flew 78 missions in the Korean War. Following the war, he returned to university for further schooling, got married, and had three children. After graduation, Armstrong became a determined test pilot. He was fascinated by aviation design and flew and tested at least 200 different models of aircraft. Armstrong loved problem solving and took many risks while searching for inadequacies in flying machines. In 1955, Armstrong joined the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NACA, which later became NASA. He became officially known as an astronaut when he was assigned to be the commander pilot for Gemini 8. After docking two vehicles in space in 1966, Armstrong was chosen to be the commander for Apollo 11, America's lunar landing mission. On July 20, 1969, Armstrong stepped on the moon and was joined by his crew member, Buzz Aldrin. Neil Armstrong continued working in the field of aeronautics as a professor and researcher. He died on August 25, 2012, at the age of 82, after suffering from heart complications following surgery.